Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 33.
You know, in just a few days' time, it's going to be one of my special times of the year, called Easter. And so before Easter is Palm Sunday. And why is it called that? Because if you remember the story, the group heard that Jesus was coming to town. Wow, have you ever been that excited about Jesus coming to town? Have you ever been that excited hearing that, hey, you know what, Jesus is coming to church this Sunday? Or Jesus is coming into my house? Wow, what a time, what a celebration. Whew, Jesus is here. Jesus is coming. But they're all excited. And the Bible talks about them taking down branches and laying them down so the donkey could walk on them because Jesus was on the donkey. Laying down their coats and saying, Hosanna to the King. Wow, what a day that must have been for the disciples and those that were the outer circle because they had this idea that Jesus was going to be the ruler and king then and now. That he was going to kick Rome off the hill, and they were going to be put on the hill to rule and reign in their land called Israel. And how disappointed they were. They turned on him. Because in 1 week's time, from that time of Palm Sunday to the next weekend, fell out of favor. The religious characters of the day, they bribed people, they talked to people, they had them put in place. They positioned them to talk bad about Jesus and testify against him. And their so-called court of law, the religious court and then the Roman court, and say he's a blasphemer. He's talking about the temple. He's talking about God. He's talking about tearing it down. And because of that, it's going to cost him his life. There's one thing interesting about what the Romans did. They took him. Oh, they scourged him. They beat him up pretty well. But the guy that was the local head, Pilate, saying, you know what? I'm washing my hands of this guy. I find no fault in him. You find fault in him, you do what you want to do. But me, I'm not going to take his life. That's on you. That's not on me. And so the Romans facilitated. They had a cruel Roman cross. They beat him with a cat of nine tails. Most prisoners didn't even survive that. But the thing about Easter is this. What if Jesus would not have risen from the dead? It would have been the death of just another good man. It would have been the death of just another philosopher. Somebody had a God idea, grand idea, platitudes of the way men should live. But that would have been about it. In just a few years' time, more than likely, nobody would have heard of that man Jesus at all. But it was foretold. It was prophesied. The Bible tells us that when people said, don't go to Jerusalem, that's a bad idea. They want to take your life there. If you want to live a little bit longer, Jesus, let's don't go to Jerusalem. But the Bible tells us that he set his face like a flint towards Jerusalem, knowing there was a mission for him bigger than the dusty streets of Jerusalem. Wow. What did he see that the others did not see? He saw the throne. He saw on the other side of the cross. Oh, he saw him defeating the devil. He saw himself rising in the third day. He knew that one day he was going to be sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. But more than that, he could also see him coming back for us, the church. he saw it all. And because of that, he endured, the Bible says, he endured the cross. One of my most favorite holidays. Of course, it is Christmas, celebrating of Jesus coming into our world. But just maybe a tad more as Easter time. Where that song starts to roll inside of me. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over all of his foes. Wow. If you haven't been, you owe it to yourself to go to Israel at least once in your lifetime and spend some time in the garden tomb and look in there for yourself and see that it is empty just like he said. And the plaques around the garden that say, he is not here. He is risen just like he said. He paid the price. Gave it up for all of us, all of humanity. He shed his blood for the people you like. And even for those that you don't like. Because the Bible tells us that God is not willing that any should perish, but all come to everlasting life. So thank God that we have chronicled his birth, chronicled his life, chronicled his death. But thank God for the resurrection. Thank God for the empty tomb. Thank God that he took on him the burdens and iniquity of us all, but up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over all of his foes. And you, whoever you are, can live in that victory today. You know what? Every single day you can say, Happy Easter. Thanks for watching and listening to Temple Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.